From Quality Radio Productions, it's Sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another musical trip around the world. We'll open the hour with some music from Mali, as we turn to kora player Mamadou Diabaté. The kora, a 21-string harp indigenous to West Africa, is an integral instrument in the griot storytelling culture of many of the peoples of the region. Oftentimes, the kora is used to accompany a vocalist, but it's a fine instrument in its own right. This album, Griot Classique, is an album of purely solo kora performances by Mamadou Diabaté. In the hands of a virtuoso player, the kora can tell its own stories without the aid of a vocalist. This is the track which closes the release, Mamaya.
شك بقيراني وي 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 من بان كري قولي زهار قولي زهار قولي زهار قولي زهار قولي زهار قولي زهار اخ قولي زهار بهار عمري گلی زری من بان کری گلی زار گلی زار گلی زار گلی زار گلی زار گلی زار آخ گلی زار بهار عمرم توی گلی زری
خالي هز الدرج جابي من تنخوري هز الدرج جابي من تنخوري ورا 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 قولي زري ورا 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 قولي زري أم عاشق بدوك الليلة ومجنون قولي زلام تخواش خاطن أم عاشق بدوك الليلة ومجنون هلا ورا ولي جمرون جسب حتى إيفاري جسب تايا إيفاري ورا وما هنكشان ودلم اشياء ازبوك وكدين وسرخوشا ازباندكم شيرين يا غاري ازباندكم كبار يا ري ورا 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 قولي زري ورا 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 ورا
That's a track from Kurdish musician, singer, and composer Issa Hassan. He goes by simply Issa on this recording. He was born in Lebanon. His grandparents emigrated there from Kurdistan to avoid persecution. Issa is known for developing a new style of Kurdish folk music, combining Kurdish musical tradition with flamenco and even jazz improvisation. A track from the album Ballade Kurde a Seville. It was entitled Gulezir. Before that, music from the Girls of Angeli, hailing from Finland, part of a new generation carrying on the ancient Sami indigenous tradition of yoik singing and reinventing it by combining it with modern forms of music, including dance, pop, and electronica. From a compilation of their work from the 80s and 90s, the album The New Voice of the North, we heard The Cunning Girl. And we began the set with some music performed on the kora from Mamadou Diabaté and his solo album Griot Classique. Mamadou has earned a reputation for really stretching the boundaries of kora playing, even combining it with American blues and Indian classical music on previous recordings. But from his 2014 release, a purely solo effort, we heard Mamaya. We'll begin this set of sounds from the Global Village with Brazilian jazz and pop singer Flora Purim, the wife of percussionist Ayrton Moreira. Going back to 1979 for the album Carry On, The album, produced by the legendary jazz, funk, and R&B producer George Duke, and there's plenty of funk and R&B influence on these tracks. This is the opening track, her rendition of a Gilberto Gil composition, Sarara.
Thank you. to the bank to deceive us. Walk fast for haunt this water for the maidens that go.
And sorrow sings his unrequited love. Young noble woman, run by, pray tell me, have you seen Queen Isolde, the fairest maid? In company she rides, for I swear to every man.
In the mid and late 1960s, there was a great folk music revival on both sides of the Atlantic. One of the groups responsible for the folk revival in England was Pentangle, along with others such as Steel Eye Span and Fairport Convention. The original lineup of Pentangle was Bert Jansch and John Renborn, guitars and vocals, Jackie McShay, the predominant singer in the group, Danny Thompson, bass, and Terry Cox, drums and percussion. Combining English folk with elements of blues, jazz, and modern composition. We listen to a track from a compilation of some of their early work, released on the Shaughnessy label in the early 90s. Shaughnessy released many classic full-length Pentangle albums around the same time. The compilation Early Classics, and we heard a piece I believe dating from medieval times. It was Hunting Song. Before that, music featuring the didgeridoo, one of the oldest musical instruments known to man, of course its roots being among the Aboriginal people of Australia, from a compilation taking the didgeridoo and putting it in a very modern, lively, percussive setting, the album Didgeridoo Drum Dance, combining the classic sounds of the didge with other percussion instruments in a techno-tribal ambient world fusion setting. We listen to a track from Andy Graham, performing not only on didgeridoo but also drum kit and even jew's harp on the piece Seven. And we began the set with some Brazilian jazz pop from Flora Purim, Sarara, the opening track from the album Carry On. You probably noticed some crackling there. I only have that album on LP at the moment, not on CD, unfortunately. Classic stuff from Brazil. You are listening to Sounds from the Global Village from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And head over to our website for much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We opened that last set with a piece sung in Brazilian Portuguese. We'll open our closing set of the hour with another tune in the Portuguese language, this time from Portugal itself, as we listen to fado singer Cristina Branco and a track from her album O Descobridor. She's joined by two guitar players here, Castúdio Castelo on Portuguese guitar, and on acoustic guitar, Alexandre Silva, Fernando Maia rounding out the band on bass. This one is entitled O Emjetado Doge.
Nada me consola além da dor. Oh, bailo y ya no tengo que esperar para saberlo.
That's one from Bomba Estéreo, Stereo Bomb, a collective of Colombian musicians who've had a hand in various rock, pop, and electronica bands in Colombia over the years, combining to form what they call the ultimate party band. We heard a track from their 2015 release, Amanecer, or Awakening. Very catchy, danceable beats combined with music deeply rooted in Colombian folkloric tradition. We listened to Somos Dos, We Are Two, featuring Liliana Somé on lead vocals. Before that, from 1984, music recorded in Senegal by musicians from neighboring Gambia, fronted by guitar virtuoso Bé Jana, also known as Sweet Fingers. Over the decades, Bé formed various psychedelic-tinged rock groups in the Gambia, including Black Star and Supreme Eagles. His last group from the 1980s was Karantamba. We listened to the opening track of their classic album Indigal. It was Sama Ye. And we began the set, our closing set of the hour, with some Portuguese fado from singer Cristina Branco. From O Descubridor, we listened to O Emgitado Dos. And as I said, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this musical trip around the world. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed my selections. A reminder again, if you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Your feedback about the show is always appreciated. And our website, where you can find playlists and streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And if you're looking for this particular musical excursion, it's program 1518. I hope you can join me again when, together, we will once again explore our world through music. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.